This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. A suspect in the Christmas bombing in the U.S. city of Nashville, Tennessee, has been named. AP's Mike Gracia has our story.
Federal authorities have identified 63-year-old Anthony Quinn Warner as the man believed to be behind the Christmas Day bombing in Nashville in which he was killed. So far, the motive is unknown. At a Sunday news conference, FBI Special Agent Doug Kornesky said the answers won't come quickly. Nashville police officers who were on the scene at the time of the blast say they're lucky to be alive. Officer Amanda Topping.
I felt it. I felt the heat, the wave.
The explosion severely damaged dozens of downtown buildings and injured three people. I'm Mike Gracia.
The trial in China of a group of Hong Kong pro-democracy activists who tried to escape the city for sanctuary in Taiwan opened Monday. This as the United States urged the immediate release of dissidents it says, quote, fled tyranny, end quote. 10 of the so-called Hong Kong 12 were in court facing charges linked to an illegal border crossing. Chinese authorities took them into custody after the speedboat they used to escape was intercepted in August. China expressed anger Monday after U.S. President Donald Trump signed into law measures to further bolster support for Taiwan and Tibet. The measures were included in a $2.3 trillion pandemic aid and spending package that Mr. Trump signed Sunday evening. The United States has stepped up its backing for Chinese-claimed Taiwan and its criticism of Beijing's rule in remote Tibet, further straining a relationship under intense pressure over trade, human rights, and other issues. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is